This is Tip TV Finance, me, Jenny Hammond, and Zach Meir. And joining us in the studio is Budgie Wright, and you are from Barbican Square Limited. So, Budgie, let's start with these business rates. What do you make of them? They're going to be a massive impact on the high street?
Well, I think that it's a continued massive impact on the high street. You know, it's already under assault from internet shopping, online deliveries, everything. We've already seen how badly the high street has been doing over the last few years. This can't be helpful. And Zach was opining earlier, you know, it should perhaps be as a percentage of turnover. There must be a better way of doing.
Because it's going to raise, is it, 400% within the next 5 years? That's the sort of figure I've heard bandied around. So, I mean, we're just going to see loads of shops being shut down, and perhaps the high street will just end up having loads of charity shops, as we're seeing now, because
I think that's already the case in many places. I was just, as I was coming down from the city, I see Jamie's kitchens is shut down, having only been open.
That's one of the benefits.
In one of the new buildings, commercial buildings there, right on Ludgate Hill, right in the middle of the city. Mm. You know, you can blame Brexit, you can blame it being overpriced for what it is, but I just think that with everything already under assault, it seems very short-sighted, somewhat like the increased tax on the buy-to-let landlords, the increase in stamp duty that we saw. They seem to be very blunt instruments to tackle fairly complex problems, and I don't think that it's the wisest way to approach it.
How is Richard Hammond approaching the property market now? Because obviously the tax on buy-to-let, that was very much a Osborne's idea.
Well, we don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people still clamouring for it to be rescinded or readdressed, that and anything on second properties. There certainly would appear to be a fairly substantial slowdown. Now, I think the London market particularly was already at somewhat of an inflection point when all of this happened. You know, the values had raced ahead, as we know, relative to the rest of the rest of the country. They were already at extreme levels of affordability or inaffordability, depending on your position. So they came at probably the worst possible time, along with the Brexit vote and the uncertainty that's brought in. Buy-to-let mortgages, according to the Council of Mortgage Lenders this week, were down 13% in the last 12 months, with first-time buyers up 8%, which I think is the highest level they've been at since 2007. So if the idea was to stymie the buy-to-lets and encourage the first-time buyers, it would be working in that way. But I think the overall take is substantially lower. Commercial properties were down 40%, I think, year on year. The investment, certainly overseas investment. The saving grace, if there is one, is that sterling has been so weak that it has encouraged, again, overseas buyers. Central London properties are offered anywhere between 10 and 15% off their peaks, with sterling down perhaps 20%, depending on where you are, 12% if you're a Chinese buyer versus yuan. That is an encouragement in itself. The yields are 4.2 if you average across London, depending on where you buy, versus 2.6, say, in Hong Kong, mean that they are an attractive proposition still for Chinese buyers who can get their money out. But obviously, domestic curbs there have stymied some of that. But it doesn't seem that, certainly in prime central London and in the commercial market, that we are in a particularly happy place yet.
Yeah.
But the other problem is that, I mean, Hammond, it just doesn't show any sign of changing, doing anything. I mean, he's, you know, the taxes went up, and he's just left them where they are. Business rates, that they're going to come in and they're going to hit people. They're not going to do anything about that either. And they're allowing the car crash to happen.
Well,
and obviously our mayor of London is doing nothing either, because he doesn't do anything.
Well, I suppose in a way, if you look at it, because he's the new boy, he can allow that to pan out. He can allow it to get as low or as bad as he likes, in a way, and point to it not being his mess, and that he's been considering what to do and taking his time to analyse it. So if you come into a situation that's already, as you say, a car crash, and you let the dust settle, it can get as bad as it likes, and you say, look, I didn't cause this, but I'm now going to save it. So actually, the lower it goes, the better he looks when he comes up with a sensible and workable solution.
in the end, probably in the end, it's going to backfire because somebody's going to come in and say, it'll be such a disaster on the high street, somebody will have to come and say, well, actually, we'll have to forget the whole business rates idea, we'll have to do something on turnover, or it'll have to be just a flat rate or something like that. The whole thing has to change. It can't go on anyway, can it?
Well, again, as Chancellor and as part of the government, with what else they're looking at with regard to Brexit and all the rest, they can claim that they've got other things to deal with at the moment. Labour is not a credible threat in as much as any kind of election that might be sprung. So they're in I wouldn't say a sweet spot, because nobody wants to watch their countrymen get hosed, and certainly not in the capital city. But they do have the ability to let it happen until it comes to a point where they need to get involved.
I was listening to somebody from the British Retail Consortium was on the radio this morning saying this is awful. But my view was that, there's no point having a British Retail Consortium if you can allow all your members to take such a hit from business rates. I mean, they've got no teeth. The lobby groups have no teeth at all, do they?
Well, I suppose they don't. You know, the high street is a declining, it would seem, a declining force across the board. You know, I don't know what percentage of your shopping you do online. I know mine's pretty high. And parking in inner cities and just getting to and from. You know, I think that along with many other parts of our business and artificial intelligence, drones, whatever else you like, things are changing dramatically. I don't know that the high street really has a particular future.
Well, on that note, we'll have to leave it there, Budgie. Thank you so much, Budgie Wright there from Barbican Square Limited.